You know what I've noticed? The things that we're really good at doing are the things that we really enjoy. It's true, isn't it? The problem is that a lot of people on this planet are miserable, not so much because there's anything particularly wrong with their circumstances, but because we're doing stuff that we were never made to do, because we're living a life that we're not meant to be living. I'm convinced that that's why so many people hate their jobs. I mean, ask around. Your friends, your family, people you know really well, ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you enjoying your job today? And what you'll get is the standard statistical bell curve. A few who really, really hate their jobs, a few who really, really love their jobs, and then the majority, somewhere in the middle, somewhere between, say, a 4 and 6 out of 10. Let me ask you something. Given the amount of time in our lives we spend working, is it right that by far the majority of people, 70-80%, would give their job satisfaction rating a less than 7 out of 10? Really? So back to you. Where are you at? What job satisfaction rating do you give the activity, paid or unpaid, that you're doing for most of your waking hours? Jesus said that he came so that we could have life in all of its abundance. The original Greek word used there in John chapter 10 verse 10 literally means superabundance. Are you living that superabundant life? Or are your days and weeks slipping by, living out somewhere between a 4 and 6 out of 10 like most of the other people around you? I know we might be tugging away here at your comfort zone. But being in a comfort zone is one of the great inhibitors to following the call of God on our lives, because the call of God almost never lies within your comfort zone. Now, my hunch is that at least for some, it's time to get a grip and have a look at what they're doing with their lives. Ask yourself, am I having an impact? Am I making a difference? Am I experiencing the intense satisfaction of using my God-given gifts for his glory? And if the answer isn't what you want it to be, what you know it should be or could be, then 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 says this, "For this reason I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands." Somewhere, deep down, there's a gift, there's an ability, there's a talent, something you so enjoy doing, something that God's put inside you. And maybe, just maybe, it's time for you to rekindle that gift. That's God's word, fresh for you today.